Financial weapons of mass destruction. That's what the legendary investor Warren Buffett called derivatives. Well, these complex financial instruments now face a wave of new regulation. We all know that large numbers of dodgy US mortgages were transmuted by financial alchemy into trillions of dollars of high-priced derivatives until the housing market collapsed and the derivatives became toxic waste. They were so-called black boxes whose true contents were unknown, and the market was opaque. Investors just couldn't see how many of these derivatives were on the books of banks and other financial companies. The British economist Lord Eatwell, who is president of Queen's College Cambridge, is one of those pressing for reform. He painted a picture for me about the part derivatives played in the financial tsunami.
The origins of the financial crisis, which we are now going through, were, of course, in the collateralized debt obligation markets in the United States. Now, what that is all about is people making loans, ordinary loans, then bundling them up into a package of loans and selling that on as a package so that people would take the risk of further losses and so on if the loans were defaulted on. The other element that was at the centre of what went wrong was a thing called a credit default swap. Now, credit default swaps are rather like insurance contracts where somebody says, OK, you've made a loan. If the person defaults on the loan, I'll actually pay you the loan. I'll give you your money back. So I'm giving you a guarantee. And you pay me a fee, obviously, for providing that guarantee. Now, these two structures combined in a rather unfortunate way. Loans were made recklessly. They were made by people who said, well, I'm not going to take the risk. I'm just going to pay a fee. It'll get it guaranteed. I don't have to worry about it. And so the mixture of these two financial instruments led to an extraordinary explosion of lending, and the composition of that lending and the risks associated with it were not understood by the people who were actually holding the risks because they were so complicated, and led to an incredibly complex structure which, when it started to fall over, fell over just as a series of dominoes. So these particular instruments, derivative instruments, at the centre of the financial crisis are obviously targeted as the key issues for reform.
How do you think they need to be reformed?
Well, the first thing is that the credit appraisal process failed. Loans were made in a reckless manner, which almost guaranteed that they would default. And this is the famous subprime loans in the United States. And also, some of the CDS contracts were used for people to carry risks which didn't go through proper risk appraisal processes. So the number one issue is that when a loan is made, the risk has to be properly appraised, and the person who is taking the risk has to understand it, has to understand what they're doing. And that means that a lot of very complex instruments will have to go, or if they don't go, they will have to have very high regulatory charges placed upon them so that people think very, very carefully before they enter into a highly complex loan arrangement.
Looking at the initial proposals that we've seen coming out of the US and Europe, how effective do you think they would be?
Well, I think that the proposals, both of the European and the US authorities, are moving certainly in the right direction. The first main proposal, for example, is that derivatives should be traded on markets with central counterparties. What that means is that there is some organisation, a central organisation, which is always willing to buy and is always willing to sell. It's a sort of market maker, a central counterparty, it's called. But this will only be possible if the instruments are relatively simple and relatively standardised. If they become very, very complicated, then the central counterparty will say, I can't evaluate that. I can't see what the risks are in there. So this requirement that credit default swaps and collateralized debt obligations be cleared with a central counterparty will in and of itself reduce the complexity of financial instruments and will be a major element in reducing that very dangerous complexity which was so damaging over the last couple of years.